Infection, episode 11.
Infection is a podcast-only novel. You can't buy in stores, and you can't peek at the end. Written and performed by Scott Sigler. Website at scottsigler.podshow.com. This book contains mature situations, language, and lots of violence.
Hello, junkies. I hope you've had a great weekend. We've got an excellent episode coming up for you today. Let's get down to Perry and Al and the triangles and blood and guts and stuff like that. Previously on Infection. With all the force he could muster, he jammed the fork into his trapezius. The center tine poked through one of the black eyes with a tiny, wet, crunching noise.
Kill him. Kill him. Kill him.
It was a short phrase, and they didn't even really have to say it. All they had to do was think it. The form asked for his name, then his street address. He flew through it, backing up only to fill in a few typos made as his hasty fingers danced frantically across the keyboard. Perry Dossie, 300 Windy Wood Drive, apartment 203B, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103. He'd put people to work searching for references to triangles or anything else that might reveal additional cases. That search turned up Blaine Tannereve, who on November 7th had contacted Toledo TV station WNWO claiming a, quote, triangle conspiracy, end quote. WNWO notes describe Mr. Tannereve as paranoid and irrational. 2 days later, neighbors discovered the bodies of Tannereve and his family in their house. WNWO then reported Mr. Tannery's phone call and the message of the triangle conspiracy. What is it, Victor?
Sir, I thought you'd want to know that something came in over the web.
Murray felt his pulse quicken. When did it come in?
Less than an hour ago, sir.
And where is the client located?
Ann Arbor, Michigan, sir.
Bring me the info immediately.
The final episode, you damn dirty junkies. All we know is that there were cases in Detroit, Ann Arbor, and Toledo. Adrian's about in the middle of them all.
The hatchlings crawled about the massive construct, clinging with their thick tentacle legs, scampering about with the ease of a spider.
He cursed the smoke as he hunted for movement, the movement of a million creatures spreading out through the trees, attacking. How many people were infected that they didn't know about? 8 more? 9 more? Dew stared at the carnage, at the dwindling flames, and shook his head. If there were that many they missed, how many more were still out there?